I'm going to tell you a story, a wonderful fantasy, in which I'd like you to imagine yourself as the person in the story. It will be so easy for you now to picture in your mind, to see yourself in my tale. So easy to feel and see everything I describe for you. You are so relaxed, so warm, and so peaceful, so comfortable. You listen only to my voice, and what I tell you goes directly to the deepest part of your subconscious, where any changes that happen here can really, truly happen. Everything I say will be embedded in your mind and control the way both your mind and your body react from now on. Just relax and sleep deeper now. I want you to imagine you're surrounded by a vast open desert, golden sands stretching out in every direction. There's no sign of anything living other than yourself. You're all alone, stretched out on the ground, cushioned by the soft, soft sand. The sun overhead is directly in the center of the sky, its warm, warm rays beating down upon you. The strength of the sun is so strong, so hot, so comforting, you don't want to move. You can feel your mind slipping away, deeper and deeper, as the sun slowly seems to penetrate your entire body, making you so warm, so sleepy, so tired. You begin to forget that you've been lost in this desert for over a day, following a voice that has been calling to you from your dreams the past few nights. The moment you entered the land of Egypt, you began to hear the most compelling voice in your mind, drawing you away from your camp and into the sands of time. So far away now, so sleepy, as the sun just beats down upon you gently with its warmth and sleepy heat. Your mind goes blank now, as the sun just overpowers any of your thoughts. The sun has made you so sleepy and weary, you just go blank, and sleep. Sleep now. The sound of loud music disrupts the darkness that has fallen over you. And in your mind, you open your eyes and see that no longer are you out in the desert surrounded by the sand and the sun. You've been moved from your warm, sleepy bed of sand to a plush pile of perfume-scented pillows set directly in the center of a large, ornate hall. The scent of myrrh comes from incense holders swaying from high columns. Jasmine-scented candles decorate a long, long table where strange but wonderful-smelling food is piled on golden platters. The music plays happily and joyously all around you, as if in some sort of celebration, but you don't focus on who's playing right now. All you can focus on is what's in front of you. Statues of the most beautiful woman you have ever seen stand at the base of a large golden staircase. The statues are small and delicate, but even though it's a statue, there is fierce fire in the eyes of the woman. You push yourself up from the pile of soft-scented pillows and approach the staircase and the statues. You reach out to touch the smooth stone, when you hear a soft voice coming from the top of the S. It is the voice from your dreams, and you instantly feel drawn towards it. As you walk up the stairs, the scent of myrrh fades and is replaced by a gentler but more intoxicating smell, that of lotus blossoms and honeyed wine. The music seems to grow louder, and the voice calling to you becomes more and more forceful. It's as if a spell has been placed upon you, and it's all you can do but run up those golden stairs, only to find yourself at a flat floor at the top. The stone walls are embedded with windows, which allow the beautiful sunlight in. There are several dozen others dancing and rejoicing around you as you ascend into the new level, but your eyes have fallen on one person, and you cannot pull them away. Were they you before had any preferences for men or women? None of it matters now. No one and nothing matters but the woman in front of you. Sitting in a large throne made of white ivory, the living version of the statue from below is staring at you with bright yellow cat-like eyes. Her hair is dark as the night sky, and beads of gold and emerald are woven into the strands. She's wearing a thin, sheer sheath of white linen, which is contrasted with her dark tan skin. Her bare breasts are hennaed with spiraling designs, as are her bare feet. Her hands and arms are wrapped with gold, and cat-eye emeralds decorate her ears and throat. You find yourself moving forward through the throngs of dancers, and without even thinking, you kneel in front of the mysterious woman. Though she doesn't speak, you know in your mind, in your very soul, she is the one who has been calling to you in your dreams. A slow, almost mischievous smile curves her lips, revealing small, cat-like fangs. Her ears are pointed as well, raised higher than a normal person's, and her yellow eyes seem to glow as she stands. Your eyes lock with hers, and you feel as if everything in your past has vanished. There are no memories, no worries, nothing. There has never been anything but her. I am the goddess Bast, Lady of Fire and the Eye of Ra, she says as she lifts a hand, small and delicate, to caress your cheek. The touch of her hand sends a gentle wave of pleasure through your entire body. It's like being drunk on a mixture of sun and moonlight. Her touch is that of heaven. She smiles down at you and slowly guides you up to your feet, caressing your skin as she does. Each brush makes you so relaxed, so filled with pleasure, that all you can do is focus on her. She guides you to a second pile of silken pillows which surround her throne. Lie back, she orders, and you do so without a second thought. So dreamy and so filled with light and gentle pleasure. You wish to please this yellow-eyed goddess, the need as great as the need to breathe. As you lay back, you suddenly realize that all of the others in the room are not as you are. Each is wearing little to no clothing. Their skin is not skin, but fur, each bearing a different color and pattern. All of the dancers are wearing bells around their ankles and silver collars. They all have cat ears and tails and seem to not have any cares at all in the world. Some of the others in the room are stretched out in piles of pillows as you are. They're rolling in what seems to be immense sexual pleasure as they rub themselves against the pillows and stroke their furred hands over their own bodies. Some are alone, and some are in pairs, acting out in a euphoric sexual bliss as they let out sounds of pleasure. You find yourself wanting the freedom that these creatures have, to be happy and mindless, free to be careless and so deep in pleasure. Your goddess lies down beside you and smiles a sly smile. She runs her hand over your cheek and down your neck. The sensations it causes wipes all thought from your mind, and you let out a soft moan. So relaxed and so comfortable, so filled with the divine pleasure that comes from the touch of a goddess. Do you wish to join my temple? To become a servant of Bast, she whispers as she lifts a cup from the floor. It smells extremely sweet as she lifts it to your mouth, just out of reach. You find it suddenly hard to concentrate on anything around you. Her voice, so soothing and soft. The smell of the wine in the glass, so sweet, strong. The smell is addictive. You can't seem to find the words to speak. You're becoming so blissed out, so empty, and filled with want. The smell of the sweet wine is getting stronger by the moment. Drink, sweet Mew, sweet little kitten, she whispers in your ear, sending shivers down your spine as you open your lips and greedily swallow the wine as she pours it into your mouth. Drink, and become a good little kitten. The taste hits your tongue and glides down your throat so easily. The wine seems to penetrate your blood and mind, your very soul, as you feel your goddess's body curl up against you, whispering in your ear. The language she speaks is unknown, but your soul seems to know what she's saying. Your body is beginning to fill with such pleasure. As your body becomes filled with pleasure, building and building, your mind falls into a blank space of nothingness, where nothing matters but the words of your goddess. You must become a good little kitten, a pet for your goddess, who enjoys nothing but pleasure and frivolity. You don't notice as the other cat creatures begin to curl around you, their clawed hands removing your clothes, furred bodies brushing against you intimately. Your bodies react to theirs, so aroused, as your mind focuses on what must be done, what your goddess wishes, what you want. So deep, so empty, in your mind. Mind so unaware, your body is feeling for you. No need to trouble your mind. You will become a kitten, a cat creature, a servant to your goddess. You will have the body and the mind of a cat, carefree and innocent. You will even go into heat when your goddess wishes, which is what those other kittens were experiencing. You will want that as soon as you are through. The language, unknown to you by your goddess, has been whispering in your ear. It was a spell, a powerful spell, meant to transform you as soon as you were ready. You are ready now, aren't you? Yes. Your mind stays blank and yet focused as the spell begins to modify your body. It starts with the ears. You can feel your normal, boring, human ears begin to grow numb. Numb and number. After a moment, you won't even feel your old human ears. Instead, you'll feel a pair of cat ears growing from the top of your head. Super sensitive, these ears. Having someone touch them will give you such pleasure. Such pleasure. Super sensitive, these ears, having someone touch them will give you very much pleasure. You'll desire to have your head petted because it will mean your new ears are being rubbed and it will feel so good. The ears are fuzzy and furry. The fur, a soft pale gray with dark spots. Attempt to move them. You can feel them completely. Feeling so natural. You have always had the ears of a kitten. You have always had cat ears. Now, feel a warm tingle spread over every inch of bare skin. Spouts of gray fur are coming and covering every inch of visible skin. The fur will cover everything but your nipples and genitals, and the places they are not covered with fur are becoming more sensitive, 100 times more sensitive than they were when you were human. Just brushing your nipples will send erotic pleasure through your body and make you instantly wet and aroused. Take a moment for your body to test this new sensitivity. Allow your hands to move freely over your new furry body. You can touch your nipples or your genitals. Feel how sensitive they are. Just brushing them makes you writhe and moan in deep pleasure. Now focus on your entire body. All your muscles are becoming tighter and more limber. Your stomach is becoming flatter and tighter, stronger. Your back becomes more flexible and you can feel it lengthening. Your spine is now lengthening to accommodate your new tail. Take a moment to feel it growing, moving in time with your emotions. It twitches happily as your mind and body are filled to the brim with so much pleasure. Feel your mind becoming more docile now, more animalistic. You don't have to focus on much, just being carefree and happy. You will obey your goddess, of course, but other than that, you will have no thoughts outside of being a carefree, docile kitten. You won't even need to speak if you don't want to. All you have to do is purr or mew. You find that as your pleasure builds, it becomes extremely hard to do anything but meow. You're so docile and such a good little kitten. You want for nothing but to lay in the sun and feel pleasure. To stretch out at the feet of your goddess and feel at peace, so relaxed. Your new body is perfect. Such a good little mew. A beautiful, sweet little kitten. Your mind is serene. You have become a cat creature. A kitten obedient to your goddess. Sweet mew. Sweet kitten. You hear her whisper, her breath making your ears twitch and your body relax. You can feel the heat of the other kitten's body surrounding you, laying around you and your goddess. You moan as you feel furred hands moving now over your bare nipples and genitals. You feel so wound up by pleasure that you can just writhe and meow under the hands of your litter mates. Your goddess smiles down and kisses your forehead as she places a golden collar around your neck. You are hers now, obedient and docile, willing to serve and be rewarded with so much pleasure. You're in heat, and you just simply meow loudly as the other kittens massage and stroke you. So aroused, so much pleasure, so hot and so horny. All you can do is meow. Meow, so horny. Meow, so hot. Meow. Your new body is so sensitive that you get hotter and hotter with each touch. Just saying meow sends even more bursts of pleasure through your body. In a moment, you'll find yourself having a blissful and strong orgasm. So horny, so aroused, so needy, writhing on the pillows and letting out a long meow. 100 times more aroused now, and when you let out your next meow, you'll find your body spasming and relaxing in the embrace of a wonderful orgasm. That's right. Meow. Just hearing yourself say meow makes you feel so good. Now relax and let your mind drop deeper. Let your body relax, slow sleepy, so warm and happy. I'm going to wake you up in a moment. Before I do, I'm going to leave you a gift. From now on, whenever you hear someone say, "Kitten time, pet," you'll instantly revert to being a good, obedient little kitten. Whenever you hear someone say, "Kitten time, pet," you'll become so sensitive and needy because you'll instant be a little kitten in heat the moment you're triggered. You'll need to be rubbed and stroked and petted, so docile and only able to meow as long as you're triggered. When the words "normal pet" are said, you'll instantly return to normal. Now, kitten, I'm going to count you up. As I do, I want you to focus on all the changes made. When you make, others will see you as you are. You'll still be able to feel your ears and your tail and your soft fur, though. you'll still be able to see yourself as a cat, as a sweet little kitten. You'll find that you're more happy, and it'll be easier to relax now than it ever was before. All right, pet, time to wake up. On the count of 10, 1, feeling so good, so relaxed. 2, still able to feel every change made. 3, wanting to listen to this file again and again. 4, waking up slowly now. 5, more and more awake. 6, feeling so good as you begin to move. 7, stretching now, so wonderful. 8, more and more awake, able to open your eyes. 9, go ahead and blink now, becoming more and more aware. And 10, wake up now, kitten.